You're listening to another news on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. Next, a guest joins us in the studio. Jurston Malinas is a junior at Service High. Welcome, Jurston.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Welcome. Will you tell us a bit about yourself?
My name is Jurston Malinas, if pronounced Malinis in our native tongue. It means clean, and which brings me to what I am. I'm straight up Filipino, no mix. And I was bullied, and that got me to where I am now. But I was born in Kodiak Island, Alaska, and I was raised for maybe a third of my life in the Philippines, so I can also speak my native tongue.
You're really good at beatboxing. Could you tell us what beatboxing is?
Beatboxing essentially is making noises and sounds that imitates things that normally humans can't make.
How did beatboxing come into the picture?
Beatboxing came into the picture when I was in middle school and I realized this was coming out of elementary, being bullied and becoming an introvert. I figured, hey, I'm going to meet a lot of new people. Maybe if I find something that can break the ice, which was beatboxing, I can make more friends. And that's what beatboxing was to me when I found it during spring break.
How did you even learn how to do it? Did you watch a lot of videos?
Definitely. I watched a lot of videos, but actually most of it was just actively doing it and learning like what I was comfortable with.
What hooked you on beatboxing?
It had to be my favorite YouTubers that beatbox. People like Hikakin and Daichi, Reeps One, they all had their specific style, and it was just really, really intriguing.
How would you describe your style?
To be honest, I don't have a specific style developed, but I would like to one day create this beatbox called I like to call the whistle box. I'm not sure if I can coin it as my style, but it's something I would like to trend, maybe.
Could you tell us if there is a point where you felt good about your progress?
I'd have to say freshman year when I introduced beatboxing to one of my best friends. Sadly, we don't keep in touch anymore. However, when I showed him, he was overjoyed by it and he was amazed. And he started to get into it. He got a lot better than I did. And that's when I got a little competitive, being the basketball player I am. And then I started to just practice and practice until finally I could keep up with him or maybe even become better. And we got competitive. It was pretty fun. And that's when I started to realize, hey, I have a larger arsenal than when I first started, and I was pretty happy with what I had.
Could you tell us about what your friends thought?
Well, an example was my freshman year friend, my good friend. He was overjoyed, and also people like my family members, I showed them like recently, and they were amazed. They had no clue I even did this thing, even though I did it every day in my room. And also recently, I showed a few of my friends that weren't my friends until after beatboxing, and they were just really interested, and that's how I made new friends.
How often do you practice?
I practice every day when I can. Like, you'll see me in my room if you're there. I'll just be dropping beats, and instead of singing in the shower like most people do, I'll be dropping beats. So, yeah.
Do you have any plans to keep developing your skills?
Definitely. Developing the skills of beatboxing is one of my dreams, and it's a passion. It's not just a hobby to me. And to be honest, I've only scratched the surface. I don't even have that large of an arsenal yet, and there's so much people I admire that beatbox that I have yet to overcome.
Any advice for people who would like to get into the beatbox game?
Watch a lot of videos. That's what I did. Like, if you get into it, you'll just start to do it yourself. And then you'll be like, you may sound weird at first, like I did. I just looked like a kid spitting. It was pretty funny. I looked like a fool, but it's all part of the experience. And if you really liked it, then you'll just learn it yourself. And also, I recommend watching this Geico commercial with a pig in it, and he says boots and cats, and that's one of the most basic beats.
Do you know anyone else at your school that beatboxes?
Yes, I have a lot of friends that beatbox, actually. A lot of them may have better specifically drum kits than I do, where I have just, for example, Arsenal, maybe.
Would you please beatbox for us?
Sure. So like I said, if you guys want to try it, you could say boots and cats, and you just enunciate on those consonants like boots and cats and and then you can just make it into different variations like and then something that was my favorite sound is dropping the bass and imitating dubstep, which is going drop the bass. And that's just a little sample of what I can do. I'm still learning. And yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
You're listening to In Other News on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. You just heard Jurston Malinas of Service High School.